The Dow closed down 147 points, 1.7%, ending the day at 8,723. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 each lost about 2%. Also going down, the price of oil. A barrel of crude fell below $60. What is on the rise? The disbelief of one NYU professor.
It's just an incredible sign of the times that we've got companies willingly, eagerly throwing themselves into the arms of the Fed.
That's NYU Stern School of Business professor Lawrence White. He's talking about the decision by Manhattan-based American Express to become a bank holding company. Amex is following the course charted by Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, two investment banks that also recently changed their classification. With its new status, Amex will now have to take some bank deposits, but company officials insist the core business will remain credit cards and travel services. So what's in it for American Express to become a bank? Could it be a slice of the $700 billion bailout package, Professor White?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think first, it is access to the government money, the investments. Second, they will now have direct access to the discount window to be able to get short-term loans from the Federal Reserve. Finally, in the current difficult economic times, being seen as under the regulatory watch of the Federal Reserve, as is true of all bank holding companies, is seen as a plus. The company can tell its creditors, tell the people he does business with, look, we are under the auspices of a strong regulator who's going to make sure that we don't do wild and crazy things.
White adds there is a downside to that regulation. He says American Express will have to open the books of all of its businesses for inspection by the New York Fed. Big changes coming fast, almost every day. If you're one of the tens of thousands of New Yorkers who've lost their jobs in financial services this year, you know that change can be devastating and sometimes liberating. If you're looking to get back into financial services, there's no better person to listen to than Cindy Caruso, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at ING Investment Management. She was a guest yesterday on The Brian Lehrer Show.
In an environment like this, having a series of blue chip companies on your resume certainly gets my attention. I think also a good amount of time at each of those companies. So not just a short, you know, 1 or 2 or maybe 3 year stint at each, but maybe a substantial period of 5 to 8 years at each of those companies, and even different jobs at each organization. So a demonstration that you've been promoted at some of these companies over the course of your tenure there.
Caruso says financial services companies know that there's a lot of talent out there. Many of them are willing to make new hires if applicants are willing to take a salary cut. Jerry from Manhattan is one experienced worker who's been job hunting.
I have a resume that looks a lot like the one that was described as ideal a moment ago. I have many years' experience with the New York Stock Exchange. I worked on their computer systems for many years. I was laid off about a year and a half ago. In the course of my job hunting thus far, I've found the internet to be very disappointing. I send out resumes for jobs that I hear about from Monster.com and a bunch of others.
And you find that they bear less fruit than other classified advertising and things like that?
I can't compare them to other classified advertising because I'm not aware of other classified advertising.
Right.
But
the web
my approach now is to, instead of sending out resumes blindly like this, I have to actually get out and try to meet people and do some face-to-face networking.
I think that's a great point. And Cindy Caruso, I wonder if you'd comment on that.
Certainly. Jerry, I do believe that face-to-face marketing is the most successful. In a world like today where you can send 100 resumes out with a click of a button, people do take those types of solicitations less seriously. I would say that in the last year and a half, you know, joining different networking organizations for your specialty might bear more fruit. You'll have personal interactions with some of the members. You might be able to find your way into a contract assignment with one of those organizations that's also a member, you might be able to offer some pro bono services to the networking association itself, which will yield more contacts and more networks, which would likely be, especially for a seasoned executive, would likely be the most likely way to get another opportunity lined up.
Cindy Caruso, Senior Vice President of Human Resources at ING, appearing on The Brian Lehrer Show. That's today's Financial 411. Tune in every day at 4:30 for the economic news of the day.